Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. Go wash your hands. I know you're hungry, but before you dip into this plate of spiritual feeding, you got to cleanse your soul first and cleanse your hands. I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We are getting it in with the spiritual feeding on today. Good morning to the West Coast on the 9 a.m. and good afternoon to the East Coast on the 12 p.m. So, I had a great Thanksgiving. Shout out to all my family. I'm so blessed and so thankful to have them. I definitely want to hear about your Thanksgiving and all the unexpected blessings that came with it. And what we're talking about today is Friday, November the 25th, 2010, and we've been talking about being thankful all week. So we're going to talk about being thankful for unexpected blessings on today. So call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And all my online answers, just checking in with me. Give me about 1 minute because I'm opening up the live chat right now because you can link up with me on www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. It's live in the building. It's now up. So you can give me your comments as well on the live chat. Man, unexpected blessings. I got a great unexpected blessing. But before I go into that, we definitely want to just go into the word with a scripture. And that's how we do. We feed in that spirit. And we're going to feed it. Well, let's open up this topic. Thankful for the unexpected blessing. It's going to come from Acts 22, verse 6. Let's get it in. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was near and was come nigh unto the Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around about me. And that comes from Acts 22:6. You know, this year is almost over, you guys. And, you know, the perfect time for us a suddenly. This is a perfect time for us suddenly, for something suddenly to happen. You know, and we pray for God to bless us, you know, to expand our territory, you know, to make us over. You know, but we rarely leave room for him to surprise us. We always pray for something that we expect God to do. God, I expect you to help me. I expect you to take care of my family. I expect you to take care of my finances. I expect you to take care of my car, my job, my school, my kids, my relationship, everything. But, you know, we don't give God a chance to surprise us. And, you know, and truth be told, you know, we don't expect anything miraculous. The things that we ask for is very feeble. Very, you know, minimum, very monotone things that we ask for. And in fact, you know, we work to make it impossible. We direct God. We direct him and letting him direct us. You know, like Saul traveling down Damascus Road, you know, we are pretty sure what's ahead. Just like Saul. Saul knew what was coming on that road, so he was pretty sure it was coming ahead. But God, I said God, who knows us better than we know ourselves, he specializes in unexpected blessings. You know, we don't need the same old, same old. We need an unexpected change, y'all. It's time to let God give us an unexpected change. Shout out to Ms. Hargrove for the Organo team. I've been feeling energized. I've been feeling good, getting this Organo tea and coffee and latte and cocoa in me. And today's show is sponsored by Organo Gold. So make sure y'all go to Twitter and follow. There is a Twitter page up for you to follow Organo, and they're actually running a special over there. You will see it when you go to it, but go to www.twitter.com/OrganoGold. And, you know, God, we just thank you on today, Lord, for you continuing to bless us, for you waking us up this morning, for you providing for our every needs, Lord, and thank you for just putting things in our grasp that's healthy, not only for our minds and our spirits, Lord, but for our bodies. And I'm thankful for OrganoGold. So go to mHargrove.organogold.com. That's mHargrove.organogold.com. And she'll definitely hook you up and show you how to make a revenue off it as well. So what's better than, you know, putting healthy stuff in your body, but at the same time being able to make money off of it? So that's mHargrove, mHargrove.organogold.com. They got the gourmet coffee, the tea, the hot cocoa. So make sure you holler at her And if you don't really have access to the internet and you're listening from your telephone, you can call 973-674-6565 to order your coffee and also talk about the opportunity to run your own business. So today's show, again, is sponsored by Organo Gold Coffee, and it's so delicious. They got the tea, the cocoa, and the latte, so make sure you go get you some. And that was an unexpected blessing as well. I didn't expect this product to really have the effect on me that it has. I'm not groggy in the morning. You know, I drag my butt when I get up. But as soon as, you know, after washing face and doing what I'm doing, as soon as I get more Organo in me, it's like, wow. I'm thankful. I'm very, very thankful. Let's get back to the unexpected part of things. So we so used to, you know, praying and getting down and praying for better, but we don't pray for the unexpected. And sometimes God can bless us with the unexpected to have some victory and have some joy over our life on today, and we pass it by. You know, just like Nell had called in when we were talking about, I think it was Tuesday. It was early in the week. We were still talking about being thankful. But he was saying, you know, sometimes it was a story that a man was sentenced to hell. So they put him in this room, and this room had all these boxes with his name on it. So when he went before God, he said, Lord, before we do anything else, before we go any further, what is all these boxes with my name on it? And God calmly said to him, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you. So you can be passing your blessings by, y'all. So when you praying, just praying, just be pray to God and thank God for him being who he is. Because we know his word is yes and amen. And if you're going through some hard times right now, if you're going through some good times, if you're going through some, you know, some depths or some situations, let God do the unexpected. Let him come in. And the only way you're going to be able to let him come in and be able to do what he do for you and have an abundance over your life is you got to let it go. You got to let it all go. You got to let God come in and do what he do, and he does it well. I'm praying, and you can be an unexpected blessing to somebody. Thank you, Lord, for moving that on my spirit right now. You can be an unexpected blessing to somebody. You know, you never know who's going to be knocking on the door. You never know who you're going to meet when you go out today. Unexpected blessings. That's what it's about. I know I've been an unexpected blessing to some people, and a lot of people, and some people has been an unexpected blessing to me. But the Lord can work it out. We got to remember that, y'all. I'm so thankful on today. Unexpected blessing. A lot of us didn't have to work today. Thanksgiving was yesterday. We didn't have to work today. Unexpected blessings. You were getting ready to go to work, and they called you and said, no, ain't no, we're not coming in today. For what reason? It doesn't matter. But it's an unexpected blessing of the part. You got to accept your unexpected blessing. And how can the Lord bless you with an unexpected blessing if you got so much junk in your trunk? How he going to give you a blessing, a gift of a blessing for you if you go on vacation? You know, it's just like we going on vacation. We pack all our stuff. But when we get to wherever we going, you know, we buy new stuff and we don't have room for it. You got to clear out your suitcases, people. Clear out your trunks. It's going to help you, I promise you. Because somebody is going through some hard times right now. They're going through some trials and tribulations. But I'm here to tell you, God said, hold on. Hold on to him. Not hold on to the world. Hold on to him. While you down and out, while you in that hole, while you going through that times, while you depressed, while you confused, while you angry, while you mad, while you shut in, while you locked down, he said, hold on to me. Hold on to my word. All I need you to do is have faith in me, and I will take care of everything. And you got to be patient, because when you start to have faith in the Lord, you build it up every day. Build it up every day. You can try this. When you wake up in the morning before you leave out the door, or even before you do anything, you can look in the mirror and say to yourself, God has a blessing. God is going to bless me today, and I can't wait to get it. You just know that he's going to bless you. And have that faith. Don't be concerned about what time is going to come, because God had already blessed you, because he woke you up that morning and gave you life. You fall, you down now, but you're going to get up. Don't worry about it. God is always with you. They may be trying to form weapons against you. They done stole from you. They done talked about you, brought your self-esteem down. They after you. They want to kill you. But what weapon is more stronger than the Lord's? Than Jesus' blood. You don't need no knife. You don't need no gun. You don't need no poles, no barricades. You ain't got to hide. Jesus' blood. Because if you believe in it, you know you're always protected. You're covered. And no matter what the outcome is, you know that it's just God's will. You want to borrow time, this is not yours. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know about your unexpected blessing. Tell me how good God has been to you. And we definitely get in it in today. I definitely want to hear about your Thanksgiving as well. Live, check in live with me on the live chat, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, man. Be thankful, because the unexpected blessing is coming.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall down.
Overnight.
But we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up.
Back up.
We fall down.
Oh, my,
but
my,
we
my.
Get
we get back up again. But we can't stay there. Does it see the righteousness inside of us? Oh,
we
stay down. But we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do that. We rise back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms. Run to his arms.
Back up again. Just know that. Just know that you can get back up again and keep your faith in the Lord. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on about the unexpected blessings, and you never know what's going to happen because things does happen unexpected. Death happens unexpected. You lose your job unexpected. Your kids get kicked out of school unexpected. The legal problems become unexpected, but these unexpected downfalls can be an unexpected blessing. And that's what we're talking about on today, unexpected blessings. You know, who's to say that the turmoil that you're going through is not an unexpected blessing? And I'm a true believer in God sending trouble your way to move you to high lands, because it has been done for me, you know. A lot of times we pray for people, we pray for them. And even with the elderly, the mothers and whatnot, we pray for them. But some of them, we be like, well, you know, she basically got everything. There's nothing. Her spirit and her soul is right with the Lord. She's a blessing. You know, she make home feel like home. She make the church feel like home. She open her doors. You know, she got the house, she got the car, whatever the case may be. And we just, you got anybody that you feel got it all, you know, you don't necessarily know. You don't know what's going on. But pray for them anyway. Pray for God. Say, God, whatever your will is, let you do it. Let you give her your blessing. Bless them in the area in their life that they may need help. Because a blessing could come in the form of a lot of things. A husband, you know, a real career, not just a job. I honestly feel like a job is just over broke. That's what I feel. I feel jobs are just over broke. There's nothing wrong with having a job, but some jobs are just over broke. It's just paycheck to paycheck, and you're not getting and going nowhere. You're just wasting your time. All that time you spent with the job and going back and forth and taking buses and trains and using up money and gas money or whatever the case may be, you could have invested that into your education. But sad to say lately, education is not enough as well either. Because the government want to do what they want to do. And some people that don't even vote. Some people don't vote because some people feel like, you know, the only government, the only person who has control over my life and my situation is the Lord. Politics and the government, it's just evilness. It's demonicness in all of it. That's why they always fail. It's always somewhere that they fail the American people. And we put our hopes and our trust into this one person. How is it that we can... You know, and those people who, nothing is wrong with voting, don't get me wrong, you should vote. But how is it that we can religiously make it our business, set it on our calendar, set it on our phones, telling other people to make sure they go and vote? But there's one person we put our faith into that's within the world. They in the world. We put all our faith and trust in everything and make sure we go and vote for them. But will you do that? Will you do the same for Jesus? The government is not going to give you an unexpected blessing. The government don't know what you need without you telling them. The government didn't make a payment for you and your family with their only son. And that just boggled me as I said it. Make sure you go and vote. Your vote counts. Well, your prayer counts too. It's very, very important, man. Y'all got to understand that. Unexpected blessings. Children are unexpected blessings. just being alive is an unexpected blessing. And knowing you on borrowed time. That's funny. An unexpected blessing. And I just thought about how, you know, I have nothing against the people who go out there and vote. I think it's a great thing to vote. But it's incredible how they will remind you and call you and text you about voting. But where is God at? Why you can't give him his praise? That's funny to me. I definitely want to hear y'all tell you about this situation. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Oh, and MySpace and Facebook has mashed together. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not enjoying the new stuff going on with MySpace. I actually like the change. Check out your MySpace pages. And make sure you give God the glory on there too. I want to start seeing these tags. God first, family second, career third. That should be everywhere. MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all online people, it should be everywhere. I definitely want to see them. This is a song called Incredible God, Incredible Praise. I want y'all to hear this. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Let's go.
Some great and some small, you being God, deliver. it up here and sing it again.
Wine glasses, dinner in bed.
Yeah.
sip some culinary classics. Gotta stay sexy for you, baby. Tighten up my body. Working on my ghetto Pilates. I'm not going out tonight. We can hit the sofa. Cuddle up, find a lighter. Oh, baby, whatever, let me accommodate you. Is there anything you'd like for me to change?
Cause my plan, but I can't cover up my tracks.
Oh no,
I did some things that I can't take back.
But baby, it's true, I will change it all for you.
Believe
you gotta
me,
believe me, baby.
I'm yours forever.
Oh, 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 oh.
Completely
in love. The old me was lonely, searching for my one and only. So happy that I found you.
All the potential, and you made it so simple to be loved.
Never be the same.
Baby,
everything
for
you, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live in the building of Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Definitely shout out to the 954, the 347, the 908, the 210, the 616, the 253. I see y'all live in the building. We talking about unexpected blessings on today, and I definitely got an unexpected blessing. The first unexpected blessing is, first of all, the show started off one show on Saturday, and now I'm rocking 6 days a week. Two shows Thursdays and Fridays, and it's such a blessing. I had an unexpected blessing when a family member called me up yesterday. I haven't spoken to this family member in a long, long, long time, and they called me up. They actually tuned into my show and was like, you know what, Ed, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy you're doing your thing out there and doing what you need to be doing. I just wanted to call you and tell you that I love you. And I had spoke to this person since I was 13. We fell out. We had a big falling out. But talking about unexpected blessings today, if somebody came to you or to your home or somebody hurt you or you going through something, there's an unexpected blessing in that, y'all. Y'all got to understand that. This year is almost over, and this is a perfect time. This is the perfect time for suddenly. You know, we pray to God to bless us. Oh, God, bless my territory. Bless my house. Bless my kids. Bless my finances. Bless everything, Lord. But no, rarely do we leave room for God to surprise us. We try to direct God. And then we work so hard, we make it impossible for him to bless us. We so concerned with, oh, I got to go to work. I got to go to school. I got to do this. And I was talking about that whole voting thing. You know, the whole voting thing, we reminded people, make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. The voting place is going to be here. We're going to be doing this and this and that. Make sure you vote. Your vote counts. But how many times do we say, you know, Lord, continue to bless me? Or how many times do we put our faith into a government that's going to let us down anyway? I definitely want to get your opinions on that. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Hey, y'all, I think I got a Thanksgiving turkey hangover. I'm going to open up the lines right now to 347-575. It's Diva Mary Kay. You live in the building. How you doing?
Yo, what's good, Ma? How you doing?
I'm fine. Who's on the line?
And it's B-Jesus Black.
Hey, Black, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm glad you're everything.
Oh, that's what's up. I thank you for tuning in, man. It's definitely, we talking about unexpected blessing. This is an unexpected blessing that you called in. and you tuning in, man. We definitely going to be doing later on tonight, Frontline Fridays with co-host Tay Black. But this is what we do. We got to feed that spirit, man. I'll step my game up a little bit more Monday through Friday to feed y'all spirit before, you know, I feed y'all with this killer music that I be playing and all the artists and whatnot that we promoting.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I had a little couple of situations and stuff like that that was unexpected, but you know what? It made me stand up, you know what I mean, and take my position in life.
Mm.
So it was like grind 101.
Mm.
You know? And I wanted to, I don't know if I could give a shout out to all my comrades.
You can give as many shout outs as you want to.
All right, this is for all the people who just locked away and stuff like that, going through their trials during this time or whatever, you know?
Mm.
Keep your head up and all that other good stuff.
Mm. Definitely shout out to those locked down. Shout out to my brother, Corey, a.k.a. Seawaters, locked down deep down in Pennsylvania. And we got a little bit more time, but we rocking with you. Hold on to the families who got people locked up or whatever the case may be. Just show them some courtesy and send them a little call. You know, the pictures and time and words is for free. Regardless of what they locked up for, don't be frustrated on the negative, because be clear that your position can be theirs, no matter what it is.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes, you know, we hold on to, oh, he locked up, he keep going in and out of jail or whatever the case may be. You know, have something prepared for them when they do come home. Because when they come home, I did this whole show, and I'm unexpected blessing. Go ahead, BJ, geez, for real, unexpected blessing. I did a big show on it, you know, called Lock My Body But Not My Mind. You
oh,
know,
okay.
They can lock their bodies, but they can't lock their minds, man.
You can't lock that.
We as the family, we have to support it. It's like we a cheerleader. And, you know, we may not have – I don't always have a lot of money to send my brother, whatever the case may be. And you ain't even got to send it in money orders no more. You can send it right through Western Union.
Yep,
you ain't
got to
–
That's
he,
an unexpected –
He ain't
got to
wait. Go ahead.
How you heard me? I said that's that unexpected blessing that you're going to get. You got to be – you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep them in mind. You feel me? As long as you keep them in mind, then they're still alive. And they're still going to be motivated to do what they need to do to come home.
And exactly,
I mean, you know,
and it's the mental state of things that you holding them down. You know, I do little small things for my brother. You know, we take pictures throughout the month, and, you know, we put a little book together, you know, something that is approved by the jail because we went through them sending our packages back. But just be an unexpected blessing to them. Do a little, you know, a small little book. Take pictures of your day, you know, you waking up and stuff like that. They need to still be connected to the world because mentally, they in there with a bunch of crime, a bunch of criminals, a bunch of people who are negative. But we want to make sure we hold them down. It don't matter who it is. And we want to help them when they come out. We want to make sure our situation is solid so they won't be a repeated offender. And, you know, B, that's one of my main focuses as far as any family member coming out. You know, I write you a letter, send you a little, some mail, send you a couple of dollars or whatever the case may be. But my main concern is when they get home so they won't have to be a repeated offender. So I make sure I do all the researches and get all the connections together for them to be able to be stable in society.
Yeah, and send them books. Send them that Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich. You got to feed them. You got to feed them while you're out here.
Exactly. Everybody be caught up on that whole visit thing. And, you know, I ain't traveling. We traveled 6 hours. 6 hours before I moved over here to the West Coast. I lived in Newark, New Jersey. I've been over here in Seattle, Washington for about 3 months now. But I remember that ride. 6 hours to go and see him, which it was a 3-hour visit. But, you know, he was thankful that we came. And, you know, jail can humble you, man.
I mean, dude, humble you. You be humble. We start to appreciate everything. You know, it's like dying, but you're able to come back to life. So you can see every spot where you went wrong, where all the love is coming from and all that. So you get to make it right. You know what I mean? Depending on the individual. You know what I mean? How they take it.
Mhm. Because some people come home, and for the people, for the people and the men and women that's locked up, when you come home and you learn this while you in there, them people, places, and things. Watch your people, places, and things. Watch who you call your friends. I'm going to upgrade y'all right now on this whole friend situation because I got family members that came out and they say, oh, that's my homeboy, that's my roadie, that's my dog, that's my homie, all this, whatever. You know, they be bigging them up like they some type of product or something. But look, let me tell you what a real friend is. And this is by the death, you, everybody, not just people in jail, but this is how you know if you got a good friend. That you evaluate your friends not by your own judgment, but you evaluate your friends by what the Bible says, what God's definition is. You know, God tells us that a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. For those who just didn't understand that, that means the person that's going to step in front of you when you're surrounded by trouble, when you're about to do something stupid. You know, and a real friend is always there for you during good times and bad times. Let's get it. A real friend will sit closer to you than a brother. And a real friend is going to hurt you with the – yeah, a real friend will sit close to you like a brother. A real friend – attention, everybody. A real friend will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. A real friend is going to bring out the best in you. Let's look at your friends. And not just your friends, your mates too. They're going to bring out the best in you, your best qualities. And a real friend is there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. See, these ain't even Mary Kay words right here. This came smooth out of the Bible. All the words of what God says a real friend is. And if you want to get the scriptures that I just said, go to www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay, or you can leave me a little message, 347-850-1521, call in, and I'll get the information out to you. But this is how we evaluate our friends, y'all, because, you know, if your friend is not spiritually feeding you or bringing something to the relationship, staying close to you like you a brother and bringing out the best in you, not even just your friends, your mate, too, because your mate got hate, too. I know.
Now, but you got to keep them close, too. You know that, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm telling you, the haters is good too, because they let you know when you're doing something right. So when you see the haters and you hug them, you feel me? They need love too. You feel me? Because sometimes when your friends will love you, right, they love you too much, and they won't tell you certain stuff to hurt your feelings. You understand? A hater don't give a fuck. They're going to say everything. Then you're going to be looking at it like, hold on, let me look into some of that. And then you're going to know what the hate is, and you're going to know what some of the truth is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So We were talking about that, too.
Hmm?
I said we were talking about that, too, as far as, you know, be thankful for your enemies. They speak the truth.
I love them. They keep me on point. If I had anybody that love me, then I'll be lax.
Yeah, because they're not going to hurt you because they love you.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
They really love you. They want to be like you. They want to be like you. They love characteristics and certain things that you have, but they just hate it. That's just dumb, but you need them.
I need all my haters. Go to www.hatedivamarykay.com. Go there now.
I need more of them. Yo,
I need y'all hate.
Look, Mary Kay, look, I got some peoples, right? I got some hard-body people that came. They came home. Boom, they doing the right thing and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And they in music and stuff. And we got this movement called Grind 101. You know what I mean? Failure is not an option. You know what I mean? And I'm definitely going to put them on in your movement and stuff. And we're going to be calling them. We're going to be hitting y'all with the good raps and all that. You know what I mean? But we got a fashion line called Amina Fashion. You know what I mean? And I mean, I want to just bless you with that. You feel me? I'm feeling your shot.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm open to that as well. Send me the information. You got a pen and paper? Because you can send me everything
right
to my email. Matter of fact, I got your number. I got the info
on my jack, so I'm going to hit you back.
I was just about to say hit me back, you know, and let me know. Hit me back in about 2 hours on my jack, and we can definitely chop it up to put y'all on board and get y'all this promo, because we definitely promo. Our team is sick.
Oh,
this
okay,
is just one of the shows. this is just one of the shows. I definitely do spiritual feeding because it's so important for me to feed your spirit before I feed anything else.
Okay, so listen, I got to go right now.
Respecting
everything. I love your radio show. You know, Ground 101, B. Jesus in the building, you know.
We definitely got to give a round of applause to you, man. We thank you for coming through. Yo, that's definitely love coming in the building. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Ground 101, BG, calling in the building, you know, and just sharing a witness with us. Just because, you know, we work within the world and we do hip-hop and we do our jobs or whatever the case may be, it don't necessarily mean that you can't take the time out to give God the praise, man. Give him the praise. Let's talk about an unexpected blessing. And that's definitely what it's about. I'm so glad that God has continued to bless my show and for people to call in and listen and respect the show and, you know, and enjoy it. That's what it's for. When y'all come to my show, y'all at home, baby. We at home. We chilling. And we definitely, we breaking bread. I was breaking bread, not yesterday, on Wednesday, breaking bread with my enemies, sitting right at the table. Here, y'all pass the peas on the left-hand side. Man, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and now live into Diva Spot Radio EMT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Make sure you call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know about your unexpected blessings. And for those who tune in live on the line, you can press the number 1 to talk to the host. You can give shout-outs. You can tell me what you're thankful for today and tell me about your Thanksgiving because I definitely want to hear it. I'm sipping on this OG tea right now trying to get myself back together because I definitely got a Thanksgiving hangover, a turkey hangover, as I would say. But, you know Jesus walk at all times. Let's go, y'all.
Mama told me, don't let no one speak.
Father God, we just thank you on today for filling us with the joyful and for us being joyful. For those who just tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spark Radio ENT. We are getting that spiritual feeding on. I definitely got to give a shout-out to the Twitter love. Twitter going crazy. Shout-out to Raw Shoes Blog. Shout-out to Future Guru 100. Shout-out to Ferrari S. Boss Up ENT, The Boss Lady 4PR, Tease Forever, The Hit Writer, Bella Beauty, we going in, Young Executives, Agent X 2010, I really got a Thanksgiving hangover, that's crazy, Quitters, I want to give a shout out to Ms. Nira, Y.B., I'm praying over all of these people. I'm so glad I'm in connection with all these people and everybody is loving and respecting the show because I'm bringing a fever. No, I ain't going to give you none of my macaroni and cheese. And, oh, no, you can't have none of my stuffing and turkey. But you can have some of this spiritual feeding and be thankful for the unexpected blessing that God has blessed you with today. If you got a text, if you got a call, if somebody shouted you out, if you found some money in your pocket, if your kid got a honor roll, just be thankful for those unexpected blessings. But move out the way and let God be God and you stop being Jesus Jr. We're going to open up the line of Future Guru 100. What's going on?
I'm enjoying the show. Shout out to all your listeners, all your supporters. I'm just thankful today to be able to call in and share with you the word and what you bring it to the people. So I just want to get everybody tuned in. I was on Twitter promoting your show, Spiritual Feeding, because I think it's something that the people are actually thirsty for right now. So shout out to all your people that's rocking with you on Twitter and retweeting. It's a good thing. Like, we showing that we retweeting for the Lord, and, you know, that's okay today. It's a beautiful thing. What's up,
man? That's definitely what's up. thank you so much. I thank you for your opinion. We definitely rocking hard for the Lord. This is what we do. You know, I'm getting that spiritual feeding on. Shout out to the 908, the 973, the 954, the 616, the 609, the 253. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in live. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the spiritual feeding on today and getting that unexpected blessing. All of y'all are not unexpected, but all of y'all are blessings for me. So I just thank y'all for supporting, first of all, God on today and calling into the show and saying what you thankful for. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines to the 973, the 495. How you doing?
We have, you know, it's your boy Lego on the check-in.
Lego, what's going on? How you doing? Unexpected blessing.
happy late Thanksgiving and all that. I sent you a text yesterday. You know, just easy working on the run.
Go ahead. I mean, first of all, a round of applause for you for you calling in. Thank you, Lego.
No question.
Yo, you know how I do. You know how I do. I'm the most important thing was for me to pray over your spirit. Then we can go into Frontline Friday, step your game up Saturday, feed the Wolves Diva Edition Thursday. You know how I do. Lego is going in. And I'm so, thank you for the belated Happy Thanksgiving. I think I got a turkey and stuffing hangover.
That's what it is right there. Definitely. Just
so
out here grinding my... I just dropped my new mixtape called Best of Lega. Should be available for download pretty soon. I'm getting that uploaded right now. Just grind. I just want to, take a second out, give you a call, support you like you always support me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you already know. CMB, we all we got, baby. Did you get an unexpected blessing over this week?
Oh, yes. Every day is an unexpected blessing. Just to know that, we're doing something better every day. That's definitely an unexpected blessing right there. Definitely thank the Lord every day, not just on Thanksgiving.
Right? Future Guru Wandry, he live on the line. He was saying that to me, too. It's like, yo, be thankful for every day. Every day is a blessing. Every day is an unexpected blessing. Because how wonderful is it that, when we sleep, God come in the midnight hour and take care of us. Even in our most vulnerable state, we sleep and our enemies can come and get us. Like right here.
And we're protected, definitely.
And we protected.
Definitely. Unexpected blessings happen to us all the time. When you want something and you're able to get it, you didn't just get it because you wanted to get it. That was made accessible, you know what I'm saying? God made that happen. So, everything is unexpected blessings. This rap talent that I have is an unexpected blessing. I was born and became a rapper, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. That's definitely what's up. And you're right about that as far as the challenges that you have and unexpected blessings. Because remember, when I first started the show, it was just Saturday. And now, I just got an unexpected blessing. We got Feed the Wolves coming on Bank and Smurf. They're going to be on Thursday's Diva Edition. And, I didn't expect the show to be rocking for 6 days a week now. It went from... that's crazy, let alone, but I thank God for that unexpected blessing, but I know I got to put him in front of everything that I'm doing no matter what, and I get to network with good people like Lega, good people, the drop from Eddie L. Ness, unexpected blessing, didn't expect
that was
it
beautiful.
To be. Wasn't it? It was so beautiful. I didn't expect it. And I'm so happy because I get to play it on tonight's show. I'm looking forward to the stuff that you're doing for Diva Mary Kay. And I have to say,
I got
so
you.
Late.
This week,
you
had that. Definitely. We on
thank
that for you.
I
know what it is.
No problem. I just have to say thank you because you are a blessing in my life. And I am thankful for you on today. You're a real cat, man. And
likewise, man.
Yeah, the beautiful things that you're doing out there, we definitely going to promote it. It's too much not to tell somebody else. That's why when y'all see my tweets, I'll be like, retweet, text, and I am.
Yeah, no question. Definitely.
Yo,
Lega,
I thank you for calling in on the show. You want to give some shout-outs? Oh, Guru want to holler at you. My bad.
Shout-out to Lega, man. I appreciate everything so far, bro. I know in position, man, I just want to say that them blessings, that's how I feel too, man, the way you put it down just now for us on the air,
Yes,
that's
sir.
Exactly
shout
how I
to
feel,
Guru.
You know?
Shout to Guru, my dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, word up, man. It was a pleasure to meet you, and shout out to everything that you're doing, man. This is a talented cat, and,
appreciate it, brother.
Room for him. Yeah. We already making room for him, so, That's what we do here.
That's what we do. Appreciate that, brother. We're going to link up. I got a copy of my mixtape. Well, I got a bunch of copies for you, Google, so you can do what you do. You too, ma. So we definitely got a link.
Okay.
I got to get these things to you ASAP. I'm going to have a download link available soon, too, so maybe I can just download it for now until I see y'all and get y'all the official copy.
Oh, you already know, Lake. I'm coming over there next week. I'm leaving on the 5th or either the 3rd. I'll be getting on Continental, and I'll be getting on the plane. I'll be there. And once I touch bases, I think I'm going to be over there for a week. I got to take care of some business over there before I come back over here to the West Coast. But I'll be coming over there soon. So when I touch bases, maybe like 24 to 48, I'm going to hit to Jack so I can come over to New York because, you know, I'm missing it. And,
beautiful. Nah, let's do that. We link up, you know, we kick it like soccer players.
I know right. That's definitely what's up. Unexpected blessings, y'all. This is what we're talking about. You know, everybody that's tuned in, 732-954-973-908-618-252. Yo, we getting 253, we getting it in. It's this unexpected blessing, and it's so important for you to feed your spirit first before you do
definitely,
anything else. Yeah.
So, yeah, ma, let me
do that.
I'm going to let you do what you got to do. I got to, you know, get back to what I was doing. But definitely shout out to Diva Mary Kay. You know, definitely thank God for the unexpected blessings and the blessings just point blank, period. Shout out to my dude, Future Guru. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dude, Eddie L. Ness. We grinding, LMG, Team Entertainment.
Yeah.
We doing it, ma. So definitely, man, get, you know, y'all get back to y'all grinding. Let me get back to mine, and I'll touch base with y'all later on. Guru, be easy, my brother, you heard?
All right, be easy. I appreciate you calling in, too, my man.
Thanks for coming through,
Rager.
Bye.
Got you, mommy. Bye-bye.
Well, that's definitely unexpected, Black Girl. That was LMG Liga calling in to the building to get the spiritual feeding on. See, it don't matter what profession you in. It don't matter what your past is. It don't matter if you know, out there in the streets right now. It don't matter where you from, who you are. You can definitely get your spiritual feeding in, and the show is proof. The show is proof. I'm so glad Lega called in, and we rocking hard. Guru, we rocking hard, man. We doing
it, man. Yeah, Lega, that's my dude. You know, we here, and we know what it takes to make this thing work. It's teamwork. You know, he's showing teamwork. Calling in, and you know, it's a good look. So, I mean, everybody just taking time out of their day to, you know, give thanks right now. I mean, how good is that?
Yeah,
that's
so
like
many
real good.
Yeah, because so many times God takes the back burner of all the feeble things that we be worried about. We wake up, oh, I got to go to work. Oh, this bill paid. Oh, my phone might be cut off. Oh, I got to get some food and stuff for my kids. Oh, Oh, my spouse, my husband, my wife. God be taking a back burner so many times, and you're wondering why you're struggling. You're wondering why you're going through. You're wondering why you're depressed. You're wondering why family members dying around you. You're wondering why you can't get out the hood. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're idolizing the things in the world. You're putting your trust in the things in the world. You're trying to be Jesus Jr. You can't do it all by yourself. Before you woke up this morning and while you were sleeping in your most vulnerable state, who protected you? Who took care of you? It's something small as getting up in the morning and just being thankful, saying, God, thank you for protecting me. Thank you for giving me another day, Lord. Thank you for leaving me having a job. And even if I don't have a job, Father God, thank you for making a way to feed my family, take care of my bills. The year is almost over, y'all. It's time to feed them spirits. Every time you get ready to eat, you should be feeding your spirit with the word. And I always say this to everybody. I encourage everybody on today, regardless if you're Muslim, if you're Buddhist, if you're Baptist, if you're Christian, if you're Apostle, if you're Hindu. I can go on. But get yourself some spiritual feeding. Get you a spiritual Bible. Go to Barnes and Nobles. You're always going to the mall spending your money anyway, spending it on feeble things to upgrade yourself to take care of the outside. Let's start taking care of the inside. Go to Barnes and Nobles. Barnes and Nobles is fly. They got leather couches in there, nice little seats. They got coffee and latte. But you ain't going to have to worry about the coffee and latte because you're going to step your game up by going to mhargrove.com at OrganoGold. .com and get your own organo products. But, yeah, go in there, and I encourage everybody to get a spiritual Bible. I have this, mine is Women's of Color Devotional Bible. Get you a Bible that gives you steps daily, day by day, even a daily bread. And start writing in a journal, a spiritual journal. This journal is something that you can talk to and you can talk to the Lord. It's another way to communicate with the Lord. It's so important. We be so worried about our hair done, nails done, and everything done, but we ain't say, Father God, thank you for today. We so caught up in sitting on our big fat apple pie until somebody come along and take a slice, and now you mad. And this one thing that I didn't know that I learned through doing my shows and spiritually feeding myself, because I don't eat. And after the show is done, then I eat. I'll probably have some tea, but I read the word first, then I get my tea, then I have my meal. But my saying is, you know, you want to spiritually feed yourself. If you befriend the things in the world, y'all, listen to this closely. Bring somebody else close to you. Go get them. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Go get them. Because y'all need to hear this. This is a public service announcement. If you befriend the things in the world, you make God your enemy. I'm going to say it again. They there? You got them? Put me on speaker so they can hear this. Okay. If you befriend the things in the world, you make God your enemy. What is it in the world that's got so much of a hold of you that you can't let God give you the blessings that he already have lined up for you? Is it that them drugs that you're using? Is it that woman that you loving? Is it that man that got you feeling some type of way? Are you caught up trying to be somebody that you ain't? Are you trying to front, act like you got money and you don't? Is it the dancing? Is it the prostitution? What is it that's holding you back from giving God Almighty, whoever the God of your understanding is, the proper praise so you can have a more personal relationship with them? See, y'all forget that we residents of heaven, we just live on earth. We living on earth because we getting on-the-job training. If you're going through some hard times right now, he's preparing you for something better. If you're going through some good times right now, he's preparing you for something better. That unexpected blessing. Dale told us a story. It was a man that was sentenced to hell. He was going to hell. And they put him in a room, and in this room, it was all these boxes sky high up to the ceiling with his name on it. All of his name was on all these boxes. But when God entered the room, he said, Lord, before we go any further, before we talk about anything, God, I got one question, just one question. What is all these boxes with my name on it? Why all these boxes got my name on it? God calmly said to him, that's all the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you. How many boxes you got in the room? How many blessings that you done passed up because you want to do your own thing? You want to do things your way. A lot of people say it's easier said than done. Huh? Surrender. Surrender. What's holding you from you praising God and getting the word and feeding yourself spiritually? If you can take a drink and smoke a blunt, smoke a cigarette, curse your friends out, cheat on your spouse, beat your kids, if you got all this time for all of that, why don't you have time to give God the proper praise and say, thank you, Lord, for another day? We keep forgetting about grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives you the things that you don't deserve. Excuse me. Grace is when God gives you things, that you don't deserve. Like every day, we don't deserve life. Every day we get life. Every day we get breath. Every day we get to wake up. Every day we eat. Every day we watch TV. We don't deserve these things. And mercy is when God withholds the things that you ain't ready for yet. So if you ain't got that car yet, you ain't ready for it. If you ain't got that house yet, you ain't ready for it. If you don't have that husband or that wife or that mate, you ain't ready for it. You're not ready. However you want to look at it, you're not ready. So you can kick and scream and moan and be mad and fall out and whine and complain. You can do all that. But first, you got to get your spirit right first. Why am I going to give you a Lexus and you ain't got no license? Where they do that at? Think about it. For those who are saying that God is punishing them, they ain't punishing them, punishing you. He not punishing you. You punishing yourself because you're not being honest. You're not getting real. If you locked up and you doing the bid, your man locked up, your son locked up, your cousin locked up, your brother locked up, you locked up, it's a lesson to be learned and a blessing to be earned in it. I'm going to say that again. It's a lesson to be learned and a blessing to be earned out of that situation. God just moved on me and used me as a tool. Are you letting God use you as a tool to preach and teach his word? And I'm not pointing my fingers at you because it's three fingers pointing back at me. I use this show, I use my mouth, I use my health, I use this tool to pray over your souls. I encourage you to get your spirit right on today to start feeding your spirit. Every time you hit up McDonald's, Burger King, Popeyes, KFC, Taco Bell, Wendy's, IHOP, Red Lobster, every time you hit up those places, and when you feed in the physical part, you should be feeding the spiritual part. Every time you put something in your mouth, it can be a piece of gum. Feed the spirit. Because if you don't, you're going to be lost. You're going to be wondering where your next piece of gum coming from. You're going to be wondering why you ain't been to go to McDonald's or wherever, whatever the case may be, in 2 years. Because you caught up on that. Cover yourself with the blood. Get some peace, y'all. Get some peace. That man or that woman, they're not going to be able to get, yo, let me tell y'all something. The world is limited. Sex is limited. Drugs is limited. Love is limited. Jobs is limited. School is limited. They all have a cutoff date. They all have a certain amount of time to make you feel some type of way, and then it's gone, and then you got to go and get more. But the love of God is not limited. It's unlimited. It's an unlimited source. You just got to tap into that source. If your family is working against you, then you got kicked out the house or you done lost your home, look how limited that is. But when you put your faith in God and everything that he has in store for you, he tell you, I will make your life abundantly. You ain't got nothing to worry about. I got you. All I need you to do is just have faith in me. Now look at that. He asked you to do nothing physically. He didn't ask you to give him no money. It don't cost anything. It's all it costs you is some faith. Are you serious? You got faith in your job that they're going to pay you on Friday. Why you can't have faith in the Lord that he's going to give you an overflow of a blessing that you can't do nothing with it? You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. I'm going to be praying over you and staying with you and letting you know that you got to feed that spirit. God is able to do all things, and he's ready for you. He's been there. All you had to do is look out the window of opportunity. You would have seen it coming because he's knocking at the door.
Yeah. it's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
Girl, Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuning in live to Spiritual Feed, and I love that song. The storm is over now. If you're feeling some type of way within yourself and the stuff that's going on around you, you know, just play, you can get that song. and know that the storm is over now. We be so concentrating and focused on the bad things and the storm and all the stuff that's going over that we so used to going through that sometimes we don't realize that we didn't got through it. We've been fighting the storm forever. We've been fighting addictions forever. We've been fighting our hearts forever, all our lives. And when you surrender yourself to the Lord, you got to realize, when you surrender yourself, when you really surrender and you let all that stuff go, all the family members that hurt you, all the people that lied on you, all the woman or the man in the relationship that hurt you, the people that stole from you, the people that touched you, jumped you, beat you, once you surrender, the storm is over now. You can be clear and be sure that your storm is over now. But you can't do nothing without God, man. Stop putting him to the back burner. That's your weapon. That's how you fight against him. Because even before you get out the bed, your mate can be your enemy. The devil can be using the mate. That's why you got to get up. And if your mate ain't praying with you or ain't going to church or whatever the case may be, you got to let them know, look, I love you, but the only thing I can do is pray for you. See, where my footsteps going, where my journey, me and you going in two different directions. See, I'm in the car now and you still on the bus. You still waiting on the blessing. I have received the blessing. Got to start getting strong with yourself. If your mate ain't doing what's right, then you have to, and me personally, I had to do that as far as with my mate as well. Evaluate them. I had to evaluate myself too. Am I really being a good friend to him? Can he really evaluate me to the accordance of God? And just because our lifestyle changed, you know, it's good sometimes that your lifestyle changes, you change things, but are you changing for the better? A lot of us, we be like, I'm tired of going through this mess. No, you ain't, because you go right back to it. Right back to it. Like you never left it. I want y'all to think of one person, just one person who you would love to have a sudden blessing, one person that you want to just get a sudden blessing out of nowhere. Now, all you got to do is, you know, pray about him or her, ask the Lord to bless him or her suddenly. However the Lord sees it, you ain't got to pray for nothing in particular. Just, Lord, bless such and such. Bless this person. Bless them in any area of their life right now that they need you to bless them. Then you ask the Lord to bless you in the way that most delights him. That's it. God bless them such and such, whatever area in their life that they need to be blessed in, whatever you see fit. And Lord, you please bless me in the way that delights you, the way you want to bless me, not what I want. Whatever you see me to have and have fit for me, Lord, you bless me with it. I'm going to wait on you. We wait on buses. We wait on jobs to call us back. We wait on spouses to get right. We wait on people to get out of jail. We wait on television shows to start. We wait on the things in the world. But not one time, you know, have I heard, and I take that back. There's many people out there waiting on the Lord and praising him. But you got to think about it. Are you waiting on the Lord? Are you really being faithful? It's not an easy process, I know. But if you get up every morning and every day being thankful and joyful with God, feeding yourself with the word, while you running out today, Black Friday, while you running out going mad, standing in them lines, yo, y'all standing in the lines for the materialistic things in the world, but will you stand in the line to wait to get inside a church? Will you stand in the line to wait to worship the Lord? Will you stand in the crowd? All y'all come out for these electronics and all these materialistic things. Why don't y'all form a pack like that to go and get the word and stand out there in the cold for all that time to worship the Lord? because they limited. The flat screen could fall and crack and break. You have a big flat screen and your cable get cut off. What's the point of the flat screen then? DVD player ain't working. It's limited. Guru.
We're back in the building.
I just thought about these people standing out in the cold, mobbing and killing each other, people dying for Black Friday. And it's crazy how people can come out to get these materialistic things in life, taking care of their material lust and physical lust, but, you know, will you stand out in the cold to worship the Lord that supplied everything?
Yeah.
I kind of feel sorry for those people now. Now that I just said it, you feeling down because you broke. You was broke last year on Black Friday. Yo. Oh, man. I'm fooling on them right now, Guru. I don't know. I told you I got a macaroni and stuff and hangover, and the sad thing about it, as soon as I finish with the show, I'm going to go get some
water. Well, I know you thankful for all that good food you got there. I mean, especially the situation, you know. I just want to shout out and tell everybody to enjoy their family and enjoy their friends. That should be more, you know, what this is all about than Black Friday. You know, Thanksgiving is, you know, a crazy holiday because they push Thanksgiving on you and they push Black Friday right in your face. So it's easy to forget about your family, and all y'all want to talk about is, are we running out tomorrow to Walmart, right? You know, and then, you know, you gotta think about the influence and the impact Black Friday is having because it's commercial. Black Friday is commercial. Your friends and family shouldn't be commercial. You shouldn't put that on a commercial level, you know. So, you know, take that time out and give thanks for the people that invited you, that made you a plate, that welcomed you in their home, that shared their food with you, they accepted you as you are, you know. Because people are in a giving mood this time of year, so, you know, they do tend to reflect on their friends and family, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're definitely right about that. People are in a giving mood around this time, and it's sad. When Thanksgiving comes, we all start in Christmas. We all start getting all givey. Valentine's Day, you should be giving each and every day. Giving of yourself. Using yourself as a tool to be used. Just give. It ain't hard. But some people look at it as hard because they caught up, you know, in their own way they look at things. You know, this is what I need to do. And they want to keep the money in the bank. They got cars in the driveway. They idolizing the things within the world. But it's not into, you know, and look at all the people who done been on and fell off. Had a hard fall, too. Had the mansions, the house, the cars, the pools, the money, the cars and clothes. Y'all already know the rest. And ain't got nothing. That's because they didn't put God first. They idolized all that stuff that really didn't mean anything. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting the spiritual feeding on, bringing it to you raw, real raw. We not seasoning up this right here. This all raw. But you got to know, as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Big ups to the Lord because he always always on time. I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else, y'all. God has been so good on today and continue to bless us. I love them church songs. They be jumping like that. Ain't nothing like you go to the church. I go to the church for the word, don't get me wrong, but I love that song right there. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Homegirl said, I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, misled. I've been looked down, been torn. Oh, but I like what she said about, you know, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And that's real talk right there. We at the end of the show, y'all. We're getting to the end of the
show. Great show.
We definitely. Wow. I just thank God for giving me the strength, because it's crazy how I'm still sleepy right now. But I ain't too tired to give God his praise. Father God, I thank you on today for blessing me. Blessing me, Lord. Blessing me with good friends, good family members, good people that I'm doing business with who believe in you, Lord, that we can come in agreements with one another and worship you. Because that's what it's about, Lord. Definitely got to pray over the show. All minds are open. All our hearts are clear. All spirits are uplifted. Father God, Lord, we believe that you love us, Lord. We know that you do. And we love you too, Lord. Father God, we praise you and magnify your name, Lord. Any situation that we have been going through, Father God, thank you for being our intercessor. Father God, thank you for staying close to us like a brother in our time of need, Lord. Father God, thank you for bringing out the best in us when we were doing something wrong. Thank you for giving the knowledge, Lord, to bring out the best in us and the wisdom, Lord. Father God, thank you for being there, being a real friend, and being there for me at times when the storms of life came and rose upon me, Lord, and brought me down. Thank you for reaching down and extending your hand to pull me out of the hole and lift me up rather than taking your eyes and looking down on me and hurting me with your words. Father God, thank you for letting me know that we are part of God's body, that we need to survive, Lord. Father God, thank you for giving me Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman build her house, but a foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. Thank you for giving me the victory right now, Lord, to raise my hands, to lift my hands up to you in my voice, to praise you, Lord. Father God, thank you for continuing to cover me with the blood and holding me close to your bosom when I was out there drugging and bugging, tricking and dipping, banging and slanging. Father God, thank you for carrying us, Lord. Thank you for protecting us, God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. You deserve it. You deserve praise, Lord. You are the mighty I am. Thank you for your word being yes and amen. Yes and amen. That's the only thing that comes from you, Lord. Yes and amen. I will provide. But I need you to have a mustard seed of faith. That's what you told us, a mustard seed. Just a little bit of faith in me. And I will bless you abundantly. Father God, we just keep thanking you that we can keep lifting our voice. Father God, I pray over those who are using abuse, let down and frowned upon, on those who have been thrown away, those who have been cast out of the family, those who that were told that they'll never be nothing, they'll never succeed. Father God, I pray right now that you keep continuing to bless them, cover them with the blood, give them wisdom, give them insight, give them favor, Lord. Give them favor, Lord. It's not about me, Lord. It's your will. And I give it on to you. I thank you for you giving me a voice right now and coming into my spirit where I can pray. Where I can pray and be thankful for you. Father God, work on me. Work on my family. Work on my friends. Work on my associates. Work on my haters. Work on my enemies. And how you see fit, Lord. Not how I see fit, how you see fit, Lord. We are so anxious. We are so anxious for you, Lord. And we anxiously wait to see you show up suddenly out of nowhere. Boom, Lord, there's a blessing. We just wait for you to show up and bless us, Lord. I will wait on you. I will not despise the chastening of the Lord. I will step where you step. I will follow the host. Lord, you have been so wonderful, and I thank you for continuing to bless my show, Lord. I thank you for continuing to bless my show, Lord. I thank you for getting my internet service and everything back together. Thank you for sending one of your angels, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for using them as a tool. Father God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen.
You guys stay tuned. Today at 6 p.m., we got Frontline Fridays coming. 6 p.m. on the West Coast. It starts at 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. We got Frontline Fridays with co-host Tay Black. We're going to be playing some banging, banging music tonight. We got tunes coming in. We got, oh, man. Wow, we got music from Lega. Most definitely Cali Tom. What's the other young lady guru? Is it Naya or Nia? I want to say one of them. But definitely stay tuned. Keep locked on Twitter. Keep locked on Facebook. Keep locked on MySpace. Keep locked on Moto. Keep locked because we definitely going to promote it. God is so good, man. And y'all got to give him the victory. Got to give him the victory. And don't forget to just say, you know what, I'm thankful for you today, God. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay. That's your spiritual feeding on today. Remember, God only asks you for 10% of your time, and 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Get yourself together. Get your spirit right. Get the Bible next to you while you're eating the rest of Thanksgiving, because you're going to be eating for the rest of the weekend. And feed the spirit, man. God first, family second, career third. I'm out, y'all.